إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الكلام كلام الله، وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار، وبعد. Indeed, the advice of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم دائماً وأبداً, constantly, it is taken على العين والرأس. It is taken, as the Arab would say, upon their eyes and their heads. That is fully accepted. The believer, he loves when he comes across advice of the Messenger alayhi salatu wassalam. He understands that that advice is nothing but wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, revelation. And that revelation manifests either in that which is in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, or that which has occurred in his sunnah alayhi salatu wassalam. Since Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned concerning him, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ, that he does not speak from his desires. Indeed, it is nothing but revelation sent down. So whether it is the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, or that which is present within the authentic sunnah, all of it is considered wahi. All of it is considered revelation. Therefore, brothers and sisters, in our day-to-day affairs, in our day-to-day lives, we constantly look for the advice of the Messenger, his direction, his instruction. And in particular, in that which is related to our rizq, that which is related to our sustenance. For the Messenger in many ahadith has advised in relation to the affair of rizq, and in relation to how the believer should be considering risk, considering sustenance. What should his attitude be? In the hadith of Abi Umama al-Bahili radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Abi Umama informed us, he said, Inna ruh al-Qudus nafatha fi ru'i أن نفسا لن تموت حتى تستكمل أجلها وتستوعب رزقها فاتقوا الله وأجملوا في الطلب ولا يحملنكم ولا يحملن أحدكم استبطاء الرزق أن يطلبه بمعصية الله فإن الله تعالى لا ينال ما عنده إلا بطاعته. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that indeed the Ruh al-Qudus, there is a reference here to the Holy Spirit or Jibra'il alayhi salatu wassalam, and he's referred to as the Ruh al-Qudus since Allah azza wa jal reveals the Ruh, reveals that which gives life to human beings. And so just as the soul that is within them gives them life, gives their bodies life, similarly the revelation that Allah Azza wa Jal sent down, it too gives them life. And thus the one who brings that revelation is referred to as the Ruh al-Qudus, The Holy Spirit, or the one that brings that which gives life to the souls and the bodies. He said, "Inna ruh al-Qudus nafatha fi ru'i." Indeed, the ruh al-Qudus nafatha fi ru'i. He has inspired me or revealed to me. "Anna nafsan lan tamut," that no soul shall die until it completes its ajal, its determined decree. وَتَسْتَوْعِبَ رِزْقَهَا, and until it encompasses all of its sustenance. That is, there is no human being that walks upon the face of the earth except that there is risk, there is sustenance that has already been written for him before his birth. No soul shall die until his determined decree, his time to die comes, number one, and the risk that has been written for him has expired, it has finished, number two. And so the Prophet ﷺ, if that is understood and borne in mind, he continues, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَأَجْمِلُوا فِي الطَّلَبِ. He said, so fear Allah and be beautiful in your manner of seeking it. That is, be beautiful in your manner of seeking sustenance. That sustenance that is already written, fear Allah and be beautiful in your manner of seeking it. وَلَا يَحْمِلَنَّ أَحَدُكُمْ إِسْتِبْطَاءُ الرِّزْقِ. Let not one of you be taken by the fact that he feels that his risk and his sustenance, it is coming slowly. Let him not be taken by that. And يطلبه بمعصية الله. Let him not be taken by that to seek his sustenance by the ma'asiyah of Allah, by disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal. فإن الله تعالى لا ينال لا ينال ما عنده إلا بطاعته. For indeed Allah Azza wa Jal, one will not obtain that which is with him, يعني from risk and sustenance, except بطاعته, except by way of his obedience. A hadith that is azim, ikhwan. And it suffices to read and understand its meaning. It is possible, ikhwan, that we could end our speech and our sermon at that point. And that should be a sufficient admonition for us. Hadith azim jiddan. In particular, as it relates to the affairs of our existence, number one. And as it relates to the affairs of the risk and the sustenance that we seek, number two. Indeed, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that the Ruh al-Qudus has inspired me, revealed to me. And this, ikhwan, is one of the methods or one of the manners in which revelation would come to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On some occasions, the Messenger would receive revelation by way of the angel Jibreel speaking to him directly, either in the form of a man, number one, or in his original form, number two. Or the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would receive dreams, and within those dreams there would be revelation, number three. Or the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam would hear a sound that was like unto the sound of a loud, يعني سلسلت الجرس, the loud ringing of a bell or a chain being pulled over a boulder. And the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that this version or this type of revelation was the most difficult upon me. It was the most difficult upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Or the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be addressed directly. That is, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would address the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam directly. And that is the fifth form of revelation. as occurred in the Isra and the Mi'raj, that Allah Azza wa Jal addressed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam directly, as he spoke to Musa directly. Or the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would receive that revelation in his qalb, in his heart. That is, he would be inspired with it internally, and he would know that this was something that Allah Azza wa Jal has just revealed to him. And so those are the six forms or the manners in which the revelation would come to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so in this hadith of Abi Umama, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that the Ruhul Qudus, that the angel Jibra'il, that he has inspired to my soul, inspired to me, that no soul shall die until its determined decree has been reached, and until he has encompassed all of his risk. So fear Allah Azza wa Jal and be jameel, be beautiful in your method of seeking the dunya, and do not let one of you, the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, he mentioned, do not let one of you cause istibta risk. The fact that his risk or his sustenance seems to be coming slow, don't let that cause him to turn to disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal in seeking that risk. For indeed that which is with Allah is not sought by way of disobeying him. And so, ikhwan, the affair no doubt returns back to an issue of aqeedah. An issue related to the matter of our i'tiqad and our belief in al-qada'i wal-qadar. Our belief in the pre-decree. As Allah Azza wa Jal has informed us, لِكُلِّ أَجَلٍ كِتَابٍ. For every affair there is a determined decree. Allah Azza wa Jal has revealed to us in the book of Allah a number of verses, all of them informing us of the fact that there is nothing that occurs in the dunya except by way of a determined decree, ayyuhal ikhwah. And that is something that we should reflect upon for a moment. Reflect upon the fact that that which we're seeking, it is already previously written. There is nothing that we can do to increase it, nothing that we can do to decrease it. What has been written has been written. But our selections and our choices in obtaining what has already been written is that which will determine whether or not we will incur upon ourselves the anger of Allah Azza wa Jal in how we've sought it, or the good pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by seeking it by way of that which is halal. It is already written. Whether it comes slowly or Allah Azza wa Jal causes it to come to us quickly, the means then that we take is a means, brothers and sisters, that will either draw upon ourselves the anger of Allah, cause us to become more distant from our Mawla, more distant from our Lord, more distant from our Creator, or will be a means that will draw us closer to Allah Azza wa Jal by following up that which is tayyib. And that Allah, when He is pleased with His servant, seeing that He sees His servant attempting to do that which is right and that which is correct and to please Him, and that His servant understands that His risk is already written, it is sealed, he understands that, and he knows that his affair is with Allah, and he knows he must return to Allah. That i'tiqad that he has and that belief that he has, causing him to pursue his risk by way of that which is halal, and being patient with that difficulty that he goes through. Not being musta'jil and saying that this risk, it is not coming to me. The only way that we can do this is by such and such and such and such means. There is no other way, yaqi. That, brothers and sisters, is exactly what the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is speaking about here. This attitude. Yaqi, there's no other way. How else? How else must it be done? either by way of riba, or by way of misconstruing wealth, or by way of pursuing a method and a means that Allah Azza wa Jalla has made haram, or by placing yourself in a situation that Allah Azza wa Jalla is displeased with for you. There is no other way, yahi. That is exactly what the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned. Don't let istibba' risk, the fact that that risk is coming slowly, don't let that turn you away and turn you to the ma'asiyah of Allah Azza wa Jal. Whatever one seeks, look, ikhwan, at the sabr of the anbiya wal rusul. Zakariya alayhi salatu wassalam, he made dua to Allah Azza wa Jal that he give him the sustenance of a child, since he had no children and he was becoming old and his wife was barren. He made dua to Allah Azza wa Jal that Allah bless him with a child, and he was at that time some 50 years old. He made dua, as Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned, هُنَالِكَ دَعَى زَكَرِيَّا رَبَّا قَالَ رَبِّ حَبَلِي مِن لَدُنْكَ ذُرِّيَّةً طَيِّبًا إِنَّكَ سَمِيعُ الدُّعَى. He said, calling upon Allah Azza wa Jal, after he heard the statement of Maryam, when Maryam alayha salam, he entered upon her chamber, since he was her guardian, and he saw with her risk food that was not in season. He saw with her fruit outside of its season that was nowhere in the land. And so he said to her, Anna laki hadha, where have you gotten this from? And so she said, Huwa min indillah, it is from Allah. Inna Allah yarzuqu man yasha'u bighayri hisab. Allah provides to whomsoever He wills. Listen to the statement of Maryam, this pure, righteous girl. Inna Allah yarzuqu man yasha'. She understood the concept. She understood the reality. Indeed, Allah yarzuqu man yasha'u bighayri hisab. Allah blesses and gives rizq and sustenance to whomsoever He wills without measure. She understood. And thus Allah Azza wa Jal blessed her with rizq that was unobtainable because of this aqeedah that she had. And so Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned, هُنَالِكَ دَعَى زَكَرِيَّا رَبَّا. There, at that point, Zakariya made dua to his Lord. Since he listened to the statement of Maryam, he was inspired by the statement of Maryam, though he knew the affair of the rizq is with Allah. He knew and he understood. But this was a reminder for him. And so Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned, هُنَالِكَ دَعَى زَكَرِيَّا رَبَّهُ. At that point, Zakariya made dua to his Lord. قَالَ رَبِّ حَبَلِي مِن لَدُنْكَ ذُرِّيَّةً طَيِّبَةً. He said, oh Allah, bless me with a goodly offspring from yourself. إِنَّكَ سَمِيعُ الدُّعَى. Indeed, you are the one that hears the dua. What did they resort to, ikhwan? They resorted to nothing but dua, turning to Allah. When they felt that something that they desired from the risk of the dunya, wealth, children, and other than that, that it was not coming to them, they resorted to dua. إِنَّكَ سَمِيعُ الدُّعَى. فَنَادَتْهُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَهُوَ قَائِمٌ يُصَلِّي فِي الْمِهْرَابِ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُبَشِّرُكَ بِيَحْيَى مُصَدِّقًا بِكَلِمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَسَيِّدًا وَحَصُورًا وَنَبِيًّا مِّنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. That Allah Azza wa Jal, when he was making salah, Allah Azza wa Jal sent to him the malak, that angel saying to him, that indeed Allah yubashiruk, Allah gives you the glad tidings of a son, that son that you have been asking for, that son, that Sayyid, he referred to him as a leader, and one that is pious, and one that is chaste, وَنَبِيًّا مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ, and a prophet from among the righteous. What was the response of Zakariya? What did he say in response? قَالَ أَنَّا يَكُونُ لِي وَلَدْ. He said, how may I have a son? وَقَدْ بَلَغَنِيَ الْكِبَرُ وَامْرَأَتِي عَاقِرُ. when I have reached old age and my wife is akir, she is barren. قال كذلك الله يفعل ما يشاء. The angel, he responded, that is Allah, such is Allah, he does as he pleases. And so he said, رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي آيَةً. Oh Allah, make for me a sign. And so he said, your sign is that you will not speak to the people for 3 days. إِلَّا رَمْزَا, except by way of sign language. Yani indicating by sign. وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ كَثِيرًا. Remember your Lord plentifully. And so here, ikhwan, one may question, why would he make dua to Allah Azza wa Jal for a son? And then when he's given the glad tidings of a son, he says, how may I have a son? The scholars of tafsir, they mention, Zakariya, when he made dua, he was 50 years old. When Allah Azza wa Jal sent that malak, and sent that angel to him, to give him the glad tidings of a son, he was 90 years old. And so between the time of his dua and the time of the response of that dua with that risk of that son, there was a period of 40 years. And here, ikhwan, we see the sabr of the anbiya wa rusul. When they supplicated to Allah Azza wa Jal, seeking the risk from Allah, they were not musta'ajil. They were not hasty. They understood that Allah Azza wa Jal hears them. إِنَّكَ سَمِيعُ الدُّعَى. You indeed are the one that hears the dua. And Allah Azza wa Jal responded to them on that basis. وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. What if you could move forward as much as possible. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والى وبعد. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, in a hadith that is Hassan and declared Hassan by Sheikh Al-Albani in Sahih Al-Jami', the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, another narration that will bring this reality, ikhwan, closer to our minds and hearts. He said, إِنَّ الرِّزْقَ لَيَطْلُبُ الْعَبْدَ أَكْثَرَ مِمَّا يَطْلُبُهُ أَجَلُ. He said that indeed the risk, indeed the sustenance that is allocated to each individual, it pursues that abd, it pursues that servant more and quicker than his decree, his determined decree pursues him. That is that his sustenance will come to him quicker and moves towards him quicker than the time that he has decreed for him to pass away. That sustenance, the risk is coming, yahi. Carry out and follow the means that Allah Azza wa Jal has laid down and have no fear. Tawakkal ala Allah. Trust and rely upon Allah. Don't be impatient. And so on the basis of that, when we look then at that which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said in the hadith, do not let wala yahmilanna ahadukum istibta risk. Don't let one of you cause the fact that that risk is coming to him slowly. Let not one of you cause that to make him pursue means that Allah Azza wa Jal has made haram. For indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or that which is with Allah, is not obtained bima'asiyatihi, is not obtained by disobeying him. Al-Imam al-Bayhaqi rahimahullahu ta'ala, he mentioned, معناه أن ما قدر من الرزق يأتي ولا بد فلا يجوز الحد في طلبه، فالاهتمام بشأنه والحرص على استزادته ليس نتيجة إلا لشغل القلوب عن خدمة علام الغيوب والعمي عن مرتبة العبودية وسوء الظن بالحضرات الرازقية. He mentions رحمه الله تعالى that its meaning is that that which has been decreed from risk and from sustenance, it shall come, and it is a must. So let not one be hasty and abrupt in seeking it. For indeed, to have over importance or to show over importance to its affair, and to be ardent over increasing in it, is not a result except of one's heart being busied from service, from serving Allam al-Ghuyub, from serving the one who knows the unseen, and that the heart is blind from the station, or blind concerning the true station of ubudiyah, the true station of worship and servitude that we should all have. وَسُوءِ الظَّنِّ, and having bad suspicions in relation and concerning the one that has decreed for us our sustenance. Ibn Ata'Allah, he mentions, اجْتِهَادُكَ فيما ضمن لك وتكسيرك فيما طلب منك دليل على انتماس بصيرتك. He said, your ijtihad and your striving for that which is guaranteed for you, and your shortcomings and negligence of that which is sought from you, يعني ibadah and worship, is a dalil and is an evidence of the absence of your clear-sightedness, the absence of your foresight. The fact that you strive for the gathering of dunya and it is guaranteed, yet you're negligent concerning the affair of that which is sought from you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is an evidence of the fact that your foresight, it is absent, it is deficient, that you're blind, yahi, or blinded, either fully or partially. That, brothers and sisters, is something each and every one of us should rectify. Remember the fact that the standing before Allah Azza wa Jalla is qareeb. And each and every one of us has some questions. La budda an yujib. Some questions that it is a must that he responds. And let those responses be responses, ayyuhal ikhwa, that are in accordance with that which is beloved to Al-Qarib Al-Mujib, beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one that responds to the dua. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى وفقنا وإياكم لما يحبه ويرضاه وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.